Well, Morgan, this is a different kind of comic book. All black, white, and gray. What's behind that?
Thematically, it works. I mean, the fact that we're dealing with this concept of shadows and this sort of noir story works in black and white. But then when we add these elements of the supernatural or the more unknown to be able to throw in color there is fun, and it works.
Karen, you and Morgan wrote this screenplay for the novel about a 20-something carpenter living in Austin, Texas. And then you turned it over to an artist to interpret. What was that like?
It was really interesting to do, and I have to give Chris a lot of credit because it was not storyboarded out for him, and it did, you know, the genesis of it was as a screenplay. He got a first draft of a script that we did, and someone we've never met before, who really hasn't been to Austin, he's Polish and lives in London, really captured the city and pulled these panels out. It was really surprising at times to see those, you know, the first sketches. He just immediately got it and understood what we were trying to do and just really created this thread and created a pace that works really well for a graphic novel, I think.
Morgan, this novel seems to be about a mid-20s malaise. As a publisher, why do you think the graphic treatment is the one to use for telling this kind of story?
I think that that's, you know, the graphic novel is really wide open right now. And maybe one of the reasons is that it's, you know, one of those things that's hard to do on iPads or Kindles. Like, they're getting close, but it is still this thing that people want to hold, where books are kind of fading away. But talking about the malaise, I mean, well, it's an Austin story. While it's changing, there's definitely still this, you know, slacker mentality. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's a great place to live. There's great people here, and you can coast for a while.
Karen, your story has been described as a Texas New Age noir.
I love that term, New Age noir. It just is so apt, because I think this was a story that evolved over time, and in terms of genre, doesn't fit neatly into one. Just as, I guess, Austin doesn't fit into any sort of mold in a way, there was always this dark underbelly based on people that we know and have met in Austin. So these are real living people, and they have the complexity of real living people and are flawed and interesting. So really, I think the noir came as a way to end the story in some ways. There were these characters. When you create them, they do have a life of their own, and there's only one way that they can go. You know, I remember when we first talked about the end, and I said, no. It just seemed absurd, but great, and then made sense all at once. So it was really kind of a nice moment, because it was something that I think that we struggled with.
You know, when you think about noir stories, they're classic. And I think what's fun about this is that the New Age element really lets that go in a totally different direction. So you can still have this mysterious drive, but any answers you're going to get from the New Age, like, movement, this awareness of different spiritualities and the potential for meaning or magic or things you don't complete that aren't completely explained there, really twists that noir to a different place, because noir is usually very gritty and based in reality. But I think some, like, our reality is pretty strange right now. It's not judgmental or making fun of these possibilities, but more sort of say this door was opened up to a mystery. And some of it was true and took you to a place. I mean, that's where we tried to go.
Karen Davidson and Morgan Coy, creators of the comic book Shadow Healer, thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Kathy Bird for KUT News.